Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Welcome to Wealthy After 40. I am excited for today's episode. It's all about how I changed my finances. And then after sharing that, it's not my story of how I got to where I am. It was how I actually got into my finances to make the changes to get to where I wanted to be. So after I share with you how I did that, I'm going to give you 6 steps that will help you progress you on your financial journey. So what did it look like when I started to take control of my finances? How did I change them? Well, I first started with a budget and tracked my spending. I refined that budget. As we start using a budget, we know we have to start making changes. We are understanding what is actually going on. And through that as well, I discovered what my spending habits truly were. Through these efforts of just using it and then discovering what was actually happening, I would refine my budget. I would keep tracking and I would review my spending. If I didn't like what I was spending my money on it, I changed. So having all of that information, I tracked really closely so that I could find areas for savings. I wanted to be able to focus as much money onto the growth of reaching my retiring early and to be able to sustain ourselves while we did that. I would track really closely. I would find all of the areas, and then I would find ways to reduce within those areas. I found ways to reduce my grocery expenses. That was through meal planning, grocery shopping, sales, coupons sometimes. I was not the greatest at that, so I was definitely not one of those extreme couponers at all. I would be surprised if I actually used 10 or 15 during this time. But I would also look for ways to save on household items, personal care items, utilities, all of the things. I just explored all of that. So I first started with a cash envelope system, as I discussed in a previous episode. Then I went to a digital system. And then once I was in that digital system and I really understood my spending, I began using a credit card with rewards. This was probably the ultimate, right? Being able to use those rewards in addition to building my own income and my own savings and just another stream to add to it. I then challenged myself to start budgeting ahead. So I think at this point I was like barely making the month, right? Determining what bills came out of what paycheck and any funds that were left at the end of the month would get carried forward to the next month and begin building. And it was 2 weeks at a time. And then it was a month at a time. And this just brought that peace of mind of knowing that I was able to cover my bills for another month. I also challenged myself to really get, on the savings and increasing that. I figured my savings rate and I challenged myself, which was my most favorite challenge through all of the money challenges I did, was the increase your savings rate by 1% every month until it hurt, and then pause and then do it again. This challenge and this habit, right, was just I think the ultimate for being able to see the amount of progress going forward. But I would learn about one topic in finance at a time. So I would read about, you know, certain stocks, certain bonds. I would read about savings or cutting back expenses or all of the things, right? Whatever it was, I would focus on one topic at a time and I would figure out how I could best apply it to myself, daily, weekly, or monthly habits, and start making those changes. But I was only focused on one area at a time. I didn't try to do 10 or 12 or even 3 or 4. It was just one at a time. I also realized that being focused on the one subject I had chosen for myself, I was in a sense not aware of, like, number one, when the stock market volatility is there and people get scared and worried, I wasn't watching that, right? So I was so focused on my growth, on my progress, on my learning and growing that I did not have time for that. Yes, I would hear about it, but I wasn't studying that at the moment. I wasn't growing that at the moment. So I really highly suggest, if you are somebody who gets caught up in the money markets out there and the worries and all of that, start teaching yourself, start focusing on one area and just stay focused on you. You have as much control over your money as, you know, more so than the stock market. So just stay focused and just know what's happening. So I would do that. I would cycle through one topic when I had reached my learning point or I needed to implement that habit for a while. I would choose a different topic and just keep going. I would read books. I would read blogs. I would just learn as much as I could on each one of those topics. And just, you know, so it is anywhere from 2 months to 4 or 6 months. It just depended on what I was currently focused on, how much information I was taking in that was new, right? And trying to actually digest that and see how it worked for me, how it fit in, what I was supposed to do with it. I also learned from others. My parents were wonderful. I saw what they were doing, and then I also saw what others were doing. I heard what they were doing, as they were talking, and then I just would choose what would work for me, right? Not being an extreme couponer, because I would always forget the coupons, right? That was not for me. So it just shows that, you know, you create this own personal journey of yours. So after I thought about all of those steps that I took, I broke it down into 6 steps for you to be able to follow, to be able to progress on your financial journey, just like I did on mine. So the first step is to set goals, right? Setting goals help with motivation with your money, staying consistent with your money. And as you reach each of these little goals and or bigger goals, you get rewarded. You have that happy moment. You see the progress. So setting goals really helps us stay focused. If I didn't have my goal, I would not have known what personal finance topic areas I even needed to study. So start there, setting your goals. Make sure they're from within so that you're motivated. It's not just something that other people are doing, other people expect you to do. And then realizing this will build your consistency, right? You know where you're going. Just like those runners on a marathon, that's a whole heck of a long time to be running, first of all. But if they stay consistent with their running through that entire, I don't even know how long it takes, through that entire time, right? They will reach that. And so setting that goal is the same idea, and staying consistent, you know you will get there. All right, after setting a goal, create a budget. How? It doesn't matter. Just start. If you need ideas, go listen to episode 2 about the different ways to budget. But really, the most important thing here is just to start. Now, I don't believe people have a problem with creating a budget, right? The point from there on is where things get a little fuzzy, messy, more difficult. So step three is to track your spending. This is where your budget sees the action. Our budgets are estimated. We will never, ever spend exactly what is in our budget. I still don't, even to this day, right? It's closer than when I first started, but it just realized that it is an estimate. And as I told one of my clients, it's flexible, right? Your budget has to be flexible because we don't know what's going to happen even in a week, right? We can anticipate it, but we don't know. As you track your spending, like I said, refine your budget. You've left something out, especially in the beginning. Just keep refining every month, making those adjustments to whatever you're spending and, you know, the things that pop up. Keep creating a better budget. Keep on keeping on, right? That's my friend Nat Coco. That's her saying, and I just love it, but it's true. Just keep going. Just keep muddling through. It will get easier. It will get better. As you are tracking your spending, refine those spending habits. That's step number four. What spending do you like? What is in alignment with your goals, alignment with your values? What are you happy to see, right? You don't go, oh my gosh, I spent that much money. Those are the ones I'm talking about. At the point you say that, what don't you like about it? How can you make changes? Why do you want to make changes, right? Because the why is just as important. You know, just really get in focus as you are refining those spending habits. You'll learn who you are, what you are, what you value, and how those steps can get you closer to that big goal. Step number five, create a savings plan. This is very, very important in many different aspects. So let me start by saying savings is emergency funds, a savings buckets or sinking funds, right? Ultimate goal you might be saving for. So create a plan around all of those things. I've done an episode on emergency funds. I have a future episode on savings buckets. But just create you a saving plan. This also needs to go into your monthly budget, okay? Christmas would be a savings bucket. You have Christmas every single year. Why is it not in your monthly budget? It should be, right? Why are we waiting until October or November to bust our budget, to, you know, pull out the credit card because we weren't thinking in January, February? So these are the things you'll start to learn and start to build in. And in the very beginning, these can be a lot of pressure on your budget, a lot of demand, right? And you're thinking, I can't reserve that money. This is what you're doing with the refinement process. So the first five steps are all syncing together, all moving together to create a budget that is as perfect as you can get it, okay? With all of these unexpected expenses that we talk about, the emergency funds buckets are covered, that you're, you know, socking money each month away for your goal, whatever that is. So that is what I mean by creating a savings plan. Create the plan, which is you're budgeting money for it. And then step number two of that, which, you know, you need to make sure that is getting put in the correct savings account. Step number six, as I said, this is focus on one area of your personal finances for growth. Okay, so as you've done steps one through five, you've built a budget, you started tracking, you're looking at refining your spending habits. It's not always just about how much you're actually spending, but how are your methods for putting that together? For example, learn how to save with meal planning and shopping for groceries. Learn what others are doing. How are they tackling the inflations that we've just seen? You know, what are they doing to make food not such a, you know, dire damper on their budgets with the inflation. Learn from others. Go read. Go explore. Learn to save around the house. You can do anything from switching out your cleaners, like lower expense cleaners, realize what people are actually using as opposed to the heavy duty or the high expensive. Learn how to conserve energy that will ultimately save on your utility bills. I loved this one, and I still do this one today. I make my own foaming hand soap. I just felt like that was something I did not want to spend. I'm sorry, Bath & Body Works. I love your foaming hand soap, and yes, you do have a sale, but I'll tell you what, I buy the thing at Sam's Club, two of them. I don't know. I think they're $6, $7, $8, and one of those will last you a year. And it was something that I did not want to spend on. So, you know, you may not choose to do that and that's fine, but you will find things like that. Like you're like, I just hate spending my money on this. Find an alternative. Go see what other people are doing. Another area you can look at is to gain an understanding of the various types of savings vehicles, you know, like your high yield savings. What does that mean? Your money market accounts, your CDs, all of your retirement accounts. I think that is so very important to educate yourself. My husband came home the other day from work and he said, you know, so-and-so is going to retire hopefully in 2 years. And he said he's going to take out of his 401. And he looks at me, he goes, he can't. And I'm like, he won't be 59. So no, he cannot. But he's under the assumption that he puts in his years, he can get his 401, and that is not correct. So please educate yourself as to, number one, all of your retirement account options, what they mean, how they're going to serve you on later in life, and all of your savings accounts. If you're creating that savings fund and that savings plan, all of your buckets and stuff, you're going to have some money sitting there, and it should not be sitting in your checking account. It is earning 0.1, 0.0, I don't even know there. You know, your high yield savings accounts, they hit rock bottom, yes, but they are now almost 5%. So learn about those for yourself, learn what's best and go and do that. It's also important to learn what financial ratios are and what they mean. Just grow your knowledge. That's all I can say, but choose the knowledge that you want to learn. That is the only way you will learn, is by having it, number one, fit into your life and help serve you better and excite you, and then spend the time. And you may only be able to give it, you know, 20, 30 minutes a week, I understand, but it is better than just stagnating where you are. Be able to learn and grow. So those are the 6 steps. Rinse and repeat. Keep going. It was with the final step, when I was learning and growing, that I saw my exponential growth, that I saw the changes I could make to, you know, really hunker down onto my financial goal and have a really good relationship with money. A lot of people are not there in their relationship with money. So, you know, learning about it, learning about you, they go hand in hand. So really focus on step 6, rinse and repeat that, rinse and repeat that, and keep moving forward. You'll still do steps 1 through 5 continually. Just keep going. So a couple of questions and action steps to get you going. Think about, what is the first topic or area you will begin learning more about? Did I mention one? Did one come up in your mind? Write that down. Go and start learning. I would love to hear from you. Send me a DM on Instagram about what area you're going to start focusing on. I'll share the information if I know, right? Or somewhere you can go. But make sure you choose one that brings excitement and will help you get to where you're going. I was excited to share this one. I hope this one helped you seeing the personal side of it and then breaking it down into steps for you. Good luck on your money journey, and please reach out with any questions you have on this episode or any other episodes. I would be glad to answer them. So have a wonderful day, and thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Do you have any questions from today's episode? Send me a message on Instagram. I'd love to help you gain more clarity around today's topic. Want more exclusive tips, trainings, and resources to help you hit your financial goals fast? Grab my free resource at elevatefinances.us/subscribe and join my free community to receive access to best tips, tools, and resources in your inbox weekly. And if you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track for retirement, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about one-on-one coaching.